Energy experts have expressed varied opinions as to whether Ghana is ready for solar energy on a nationwide scale. To panelists on our current affairs program Talking Point, solar energy can be considered as an alternative source of power, but this would be in the long term. This is because it has low density and efficiency. Therefore, considering it on a large scale will require a bigger area and larger panels. A solar energy expert, Dr. Francis Ejini Mbwating, gives reasons why solar is not an alternative solution to the country's energy problems.
As to whether or not solar is the best alternative for our current energy situation. In the strictest sense of the word alternative, I think solar is not. Because if you are talking about alternative, then we are looking at possibility of replacing possibly the thermal and hydro. I don't think that is what we mean. But in technical terms, in the energy industry, the word alternative is used for all renewable energy systems. And as such, it will qualify, solar energy will qualify to be termed as alternative. I think with the current situation we find ourselves, there are two major issues why I think it's not the best alternative. If we accept that we're going to use the word alternative, One is that the technical aspect, which is the fact that solar energy, as it is intermittent in nature. During the day, we have got the sun. In the night, we don't have the sun. And during cloudy days, we don't have the sun. Which means that if we are going to use solar energy for 24 hours, we're going to need some kind of storage to store and use them when solar is not available. Can you imagine a situation of storing energy in batteries to power the whole of Accra? That it doesn't look practical. So in my opinion, that technical limitation of not having solar for 24 hours does not make it the best alternative. That is number one. Number two is another technical issue of the fact that we have low energy density, low efficiency. If we consider a 5-meter-square panel, for example, the amount of energy that it will generate for about 6 months will only be equal to the amount of energy contained in a 50-liter tank. Right? That is driving your saloon car, for example, from Accra to Sinyale. That is how much energy a 5-meter-square panel will generate for 6 months. So it's very low, which means that for you to get very meaningful energy out of it, you will have to have a bigger area and also to install a large number of panels.
However, the head of Renewable Energy Division at the Energy Commission, Kwabnam Pedu Otudankwa, stressed that solar energy is a very good alternative and is one sure way of solving the country's energy challenges. He explained why it should be adopted.
It is a very good alternative and it's also a solution to our current energy situation. In fact, the reason is that the resource is indigenous, it is also free, and again, it can be used at a lot of places. The technology comes more or big, and as a result of that, it could meet the pockets of everybody. Now, if I talk of, you know, small and big, I am talking about using it as a solar lantern. So what it means is that if you don't have the enough resources, and solar lantern is what you can afford, the opportunity is there for you to use solar. And using solar lantern improves light quality. Solar does not radiate, it doesn't emit any smoke or any emission, and as a result of that, when it is used, issues like health issues are addressed and all that. You can also use it for children. If our children can learn with it, and as a result of that, they could do very well in school. Another area where we can look at the use of solar is for home systems. Now, we can use the solar energy to meet our energy needs. That is, you can connect all your lighted load or fan load on solar. And when you do that, you are going to save a lot of electricity from the grid. Again, the user will also pay less bill. Now, I look at the situation where these days, instead of using solar, we have a lot of organizations or agents or homes, you know, turning to generators, that is a fossil fuel generator, which has a lot of disadvantages.
An official of the Ministry of Energy, Wisdom Togogbo, observed that the amount of solar energy radiated in the country is evidence that solar energy can be an alternative power source.
The amount of solar radiation we have in most of these countries, like the UK where I developed solar power air conditioner, may not be very, very high, but it is significant enough if you compare to the energy demand. In that sense, I mean, if we consider how much solar energy that is radiated onto the surface of the earth, we have about 20,000 in excess of what we need on the surface of the earth for the total energy demand of the world. So we developed this because I believe solar is going to be the future, and also coming from Africa, I had this at the back of my mind that one day the development, I could translate the ideas also back into Ghana.
You heard views of panelists on our current affairs program, Talking Points.